It's wrinkled sheets.
It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen, wrinkled sheets. Yeah.
Wee.
Yeah. You got to put the gas on the pedal every once in a while. Can't just, it's wrinkled sheets.
It's Friday night.
You have to open it up where people want to feel the energy and listen to the podcast.
Got it.
I know you've got a couple of Malibus under the belt.
Not a couple. I only have one.
Oh, you got a Malibu under the belt, and you're relaxed. It's Friday night. You're off work. Mm-hmm. So, well, we gotta pick up the energy, because it's been a month since the last
Already?
Podcast. Yeah, it's been a month.
That's not my fault.
It is your
fault. I've been here most of that time.
Well, then you should have done a podcast.
By myself.
That's right. By yourself. Yeah, we could have Skyped.
I did. Twogirlsandbottlewine.com.
Oh, yeah, that too. Anyway, welcome back. Hi.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you. Hi.
You didn't let me answer.
Oh.
That's life.
What? What does that mean?
You're like, welcome back. Hi. Janet had no time to answer.
Hi. Janet has no time because she is busy at work.
You are busy too.
You don't understand how busy she is at work
right now.
Her cubicle life is just out of control.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're busy as well.
I know.
You've been going.
But we always say that on this podcast. So I was trying to give you the spotlight of how busy you are.
Oh.
Yeah, because see, I'm always gone, and that's the reason we haven't been able to record.
But great.
But this time, you have had a busy schedule.
Not really. Right? No. You know, you come back to
town. Never mind then. Let's take the spotlight off of Janet then. Because
no, you came back to town, and like I'm like, Steve's back. Yay. And then I'm like, oh my God, Steve's back. Our schedule doesn't stop. We've been trying to podcast for 3 days.
I know. And we finally got around to it.
We did.
Well, we were going to do it, but then I had to do a show. And then I had a show to do with Roseanne.
Name dropping.
Mm-hmm. Roseanne Barr. Let's go ahead and drop the name. Let's do it all the way. I had a show to do with Roseanne Barr here at the Comedy Works.
Here, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Talk about Roseanne.
Go ahead.
I don't know anything about Roseanne.
You do too, because you said Roseanne ought to be on.
I went to sleep at like 8:05 that night.
Right, but you said Roseanne ought to be on Big Bang Theory.
I don't understand why she's not, but I'm not. Chuck Lorre? Is that the guy? He's the guy, right?
It's Chuck Lorre, isn't it?
I don't know.
I have no idea. But anyway, I opened the show for Roseanne here in Denver, and we were talking about Roseanne and TV shows, and Janet said, I think she ought to be on Big Bang Theory. And
well,
I said,
it's like a reunion for that show. Like, you have...
What was
sorry,
that?
Sorry, I'm punching things. I'm so angry that she's not on Big Bang Theory. You have Leonard, who played her son-in-law on Roseanne.
Yeah, when you brought that up, I went... yeah, so what's the tie-in?
You had, who played her daughter? Elizabeth Gilbert, but what was her name on the show? The one that was Leonard's wife on Roseanne.
Yeah.
She's been in and out of the show.
She has been? I did not know that.
You are not a Big Bang Theory fan.
I am not a Big Bang Theory, I like the show, but I guess I'm not a...
The icing on the cake is the lady that played Roseanne's sister on Roseanne is Sheldon Cooper's mom.
That's true. So you put together this six degrees of Kevin Bacon kind of separation thing that tied her into Big Bang Theory.
But you weren't buying it until I was like, but her sister on Roseanne, and you're like,
you're right.
All of a sudden, you have
there's more than one person on the show tie-in.
No, there's two.
That's what I'm saying. It dawned on me after the... So, yes, Roseanne, if somebody tell her, because I know, Rosie, you're probably not listening to this, although she did agree to come do the podcast.
I believe it when I see it.
I know. She did say she'd do it, though. But,
she's a busy lady.
She is. But tell Roseanne she needs to be on Big Bang Theory somehow, some way, because it's a great
tie-in. But then it makes me wonder if there's drama. Like, why hasn't she already?
Because maybe nobody's thought about it.
Bologna and cheese.
Hey, you know, sometimes things are that simple.
No.
Like, yeah, they are.
Janet
sometimes
never thinks of something first. Ever.
Well, that's true.
Only when laughing is the boyfriend.
You said it. I just...
You introduced me this week to a gentleman with a big old mustache.
Uh-huh, JB.
What is that? It's a handlebar mustache.
The handlebar mustache.
It's like 12 inches long on each side.
I've never seen a mustache that big on somebody.
And
I wish we could have a picture on a podcast, but you can't.
Uh-huh. It was as though we were with a celebrity. Like walking through a restaurant, people were like, oh my God.
Can I take a picture with a mustache?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, can I take a, can I take a picture with your mustache?
And the guy that like stretched to look, you missed it, but it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was like,
JB is a local comic from Reno that happened to be in town here.
Mm-hmm.
And
his day job was doing some training.
Yeah. So we went out to eat Italian. And at the restaurant, people were taking pictures at the restaurant, and they were taking – the guy that you said yawned to take a look was the best, I guess.
Yeah, you missed it.
I missed that because he was so slick, wasn't he?
JB was like, no, not at all.
Oh, he wasn't cool with
it? But you were not observant at all. So JB was like telling a story, and you see this guy like stretch because his back was to JB, and obviously like people –
somebody behind him.
On the other side of the table were like, oh my God.
So
the guy stretched and did the roundabout. And looked at JB, and JB, like, glanced at him. And I was like, I think JB noticed that, but it probably happens all the time.
Yeah.
And when I called, and when I said something about it later, he's like, yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah. And that's why I was working with him in Reno, and I said, you notice how everybody takes your picture. I mean, you got to
charge like a dollar.
Well, I told him he needs to become the face of Reno. And remember, we at the table, he goes, well, Steve saw it, and he – told me I need to. So yeah, so now he's got a Twitter handle as Johnny Reno. Johnny R-N-O. It's Johnny R-N-O because that's the airport thing of Reno. And he's trying to turn that mustache into a profit because everybody wants a picture with the mustache.
Yes.
And if Reno said, you are the face of Reno, think of all the people that want their picture taken
with the
Reno
mascot. And
the mascot.
And imagine the merchandise and the money he could make off of merchandise.
Right. All the mustache
stuff. He could go from like G-rated all the way to R.
Uh-huh.
Talk about mustaches. Boom.
Did you just make a dirty mustache joke?
I think so.
Mustache rides, $2,500.
Yeah, he was really, really nice.
Yeah.
I really like him.
Well, good. Good. And the food was pretty good. I don't remember the name of the restaurant. I wish
I could.
It was
a restaurant we went to.
But it was a really cool restaurant.
Follow, friend us on Facebook and you could know.
Yeah, friend us on Facebook and find our vlog, Wrinkled Sheets vlog. And we did a vlog about going to the restaurant.
Yes,
so
we
actually videotaped the restaurant. It looks like the Colosseum inside. Like when you go inside this big building, it actually has all these layers and arches like the Roman Colosseum. So it's actually pretty
cool.
Yeah,
it looks like the Colosseum if you were to cross your eyes and take a shot of tequila.
Is that what it looks like?
Yes.
Wow.
I could see the resemblance if I were drunk. I would, like, you guys kept saying
that. So that's why
that.
You saw the resemblance?
No, I had a glass of wine.
Oh!
No, we're sitting there, and you guys were both like, oh, yeah, it totally looks like the Colosseum. And I'm like, I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
It looks like the Colosseum if it was produced by a high school play.
Right.
Oh, sorry. Dang, that's not even nice. The food was great, though.
I'm glad we can't think of the name of the restaurant
Me either. Me either. But the food was great.
It was amazing. And the service was awesome. I'm pretty sure we were being served by the owner from time to time.
I think so, too.
He liked the mustache as well.
I think so.
And
maybe it was very nice to him and said, remember, he goes, I put you over here so people wouldn't
stare.
Yeah. So people wouldn't.
So we were like
you.
In the Brad Pitt boot
of the Roman Colosseum,
right?
Now, speaking of traveling, we were watching a vlog earlier, and I know this. I'm going to take you on a little trip here, and she's going to go, "Where are you headed with this?" But we were watching vlogs earlier, and which vlog said that they really enjoyed the toilets in Japan?
Jenna Marbles.
Was it Jenna Marbles?
Yes, because she went to Japan recently.
Okay,
in the last year.
Because we were
2 years.
You had us watching. We were watching Jenna Marbles. And
I like to get great motivated.
Grace Hilbig and
Hilbig. It's Helbig.
Hilbig. Hilbilly.
Helbig.
Grace Hilbilly. What
Helbig.
Is it? Helbig. And 11th
Gorgeous.
11th Gorgeous. So we were watching all these before recording this. And one of them was talking about toilets in Japan.
And Steve got all turned on.
I got all excited.
And he was like, what is happening?
I
need to know what's happening.
I need to know. Well, did you know that?
No.
Okay.
But it didn't excite me like it did you.
Which is amazing to me because I don't know anybody that spends more time on a
walked
toilet.
Walked right into that cobweb. Knew it.
This would be right up your alley.
Oh, stop.
If I could say right up your something. Okay.
It says something about an anus in the article you sent.
It does. Listen, you ready?
I'm ready.
Toilets in Japan are generally more elaborate than toilets in any other developed nation. There are two styles of toilets commonly found in Japan. The oldest type is a simple squat toilet, which is still somewhat common in public conveniences. I guess that means bathrooms. After World War II, modern Western-type flush toilets and urinals became common. The current state-of-the-art Western-style toilet is the bidet toilet, which is, where is it? Commonly called a washlet. Okay, now we're moving on up.
Moving on up.
Where is it? Where did I find the...
So I...
Oh, I just saw it.
What are you talking about?
Because I wanted to talk about where it played music and everything.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. So I envision it, you could like choose your tone like you can your ringtone.
Mm-hmm.
Like one day I might feel like Miranda Lambert flushing. Other days I might feel like Pink flushing.
Oh, here, yes. Yeah. Now here it says, some of the advanced features rarely seen outside of Asia are... anus washing,
I don't have a problem
with that. Bidet washing, seat warming, deodorization.
What's the difference in anus washing and a bidet washing?
I think one is for your butt and the other is for your pookie, I think, or the front genitals.
The bidet.
Yeah.
So do Asian men sit down to pee?
Oh, it sounds like a great idea to me. You won't get it all over the floor. But
wait, do you sit down to pee?
Sometimes in the night when I don't want to wake up. I won't lie. I'm not proud. Don't want to turn the light on. You can't just go in there and start peeing and go, oh, that's the floor. Move over a little bit. So
imagine walking in on your boyfriend sitting down to pee. That might require some counseling.
Really?
I think so.
Why is that?
Because men stand to pee.
One toilet there is called the Sound Princess.
Oh, is it pink?
Many Japanese women are embarrassed at the thought of being heard by others during urination. To cover the sound of bodily functions, many women used to flush public toilets continuously while using them.
We can all say we've done that before.
Have you?
You have.
No, I have not.
Oh, I guess guys are okay with the...
Pretty much. Guys just kind of fart and you hear them laugh two or three stalls down.
Oh, dear God. I don't even like people hear me pee.
Mm-hmm. So this toilet will actually put out sounds and stuff to hide that. Let's see, one of the other, if they have...
I wonder what some of those sounds could be. Like, could you do like crickets or like... I don't know. Bazinga!
A toilet would just... Well, maybe if it was a good one, it would go bazinga. If you just took a really good poop, it would go bazinga!
Right, and then when you flushed it, it would be like gunpowder and lead. What, Miranda?
Oh, my God. No, I doubt it would do that. I really do. But
Why do you hate me? This is my dream toilet I'm speaking of.
Your dream toilet is Miranda singing to you while
you
poop.
When I flush.
Wow, I would think you'd want something a little more like angel, like,
That's not real.
Do you ever had a poop so good you feel lighter?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't hesitate for a second. What do you think's the longest you've ever stayed in the bathroom?
I don't know. Huh? You timing me?
No, I'm asking you. I haven't timed you.
I don't know.
I mean, have you ever like I'm going to be right back and then the movie was over when you came back?
No.
Never? Anything like that?
Is it that drastic?
No, that's sometimes where I go, do you mean put it on pause? And you go, no, I'll be right back. And I'm like, well, whatever. We'll just watch something else when you get back.
Sometimes it's a process. You know?
I know. I hear you. I hear you. Uh-huh.
Don't call me chicken.
I started to say, I hear you clucking, big chicken, but
I knew you did.
You hate
felt
that.
It. Uh-huh. I do.
Uh-huh. Now, in Japan, many public toilets do not have soap for washing hands or towels for drying hands.
Why?
So many people carry a handkerchief with them for such occasions. What?
How many hands you be shaking in Japan?
I think that's where the fist pound got started. Let's just pound it out.
I did that last night. We were out and we went to another restaurant with some family members, and there was a little girl with us, and she's learning to pee in the toilet, uh-huh. Right? So she gets done, and her mom's like, do you want to wash your hands? She's like, no. And I was like, So we're walking out, and her mom's like digging for the hand sanitizer, and I was like, good job, little one.
Pound
and
it out.
Like, pound.
She was awful excited that she did it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hung out with them again today. Did she do it again? Need a progress report.
No, she...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she didn't do it today.
Uh-oh.
It was diaper time.
Bummer.
So. Now, this toilet that plays the music and does some stuff, before we wrap this up, is actually... would cost, in the U.S., $200, with the majority priced around $500 with their ceramic bowl and accessories, like the music and bidet and the anal wash. But you pay $500 for a toilet?
It would have to be clear with pink glitter in it. You know, like that...
And play Miranda.
And play Miranda and have cross pistols on the back of the tank.
The handle would just be a pistol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Or lips.
All right. Okay.
Build your own toilet. It's $1 million idea.
Okay.
Do a website where you can build your own toilet.
All right. Well, there you go. That is the toilet part of our show, because it was brought to you by watching
Jenna
Marbles. So thank you, Jenna, for bringing up...
Because Jenna listens to this podcast.
Yeah. Well, she better if she wants to be enlightened by what's going on in the world.
She enlightened me about something.
What?
Pop sockets. I know, it kind of does feel like you would want to sing that,
because you ordered some already. We watched it on the video
and I was like, what is this? Well, oh my god, they have great cute
well, now,
ones.
Explain what they are to our listeners.
Well, I'm pulling up their website. Okay. I wasn't prepared for this.
Okay,
you were talking. Yeah,
we were talking about Jennifer Marbles.
Jenna.
See, I'm just messing up.
So it's a single device. It's called a pop socket. Or you can get a pair if you have an iPhone 6 Plus. And you put it on the back of almost any mobile device to transform its capabilities. So it can be a grip, a stand, an earbud management system.
So you could wrap it around it.
Yeah. No, yeah. I know. But okay. Earbud management system.
That's a very high-class name for...
They make terrific phone grips and phone stands. They also make holding tablets and e-readers more comfortable. And they have the cutest designs. The two I got have pink falling hearts, so they just have, like, falling hearts.
Uh-huh.
And you can determine the base color, so uh-huh. I went with black, and the suction cup color, so uh-huh. I went with pink. And you can also order a pop socket holder that I can then put on the mirror when I'm getting ready, and I can watch YouTube videos.
Pop socket.
Or, you know, vlogger people could, like, put it on the mirror and talk to the mirror while you're doing your makeup.
That's very handy. I hadn't even thought of that. That's very clever. Did you think of that yourself?
I did.
That's brilliant.
Yay!
Brilliant.
You all heard it here first. I'm brilliant.
Brilliant.
So I ordered two pop sockets and two pop socket holders.
Do you need two to hold it?
I have an iPhone 6 Plus, yes. She had an iPhone 6 Plus, and she had two.
Okay. So you were following the instructions of the video.
Of Jenna Marbles.
Oh. So that's like $40.
Well, I wasn't going to yell. But you did.
You weren't going to yell? Or you weren't going to tell?
I wasn't going to yell.
Going to yell what?
I don't know.
I hear a cat. Well, I love the idea anyway. It was a great... And it looked like you could order her versions of pop sockets,
but they don't
right?
have pictures of her, which I would prefer. They have pictures of her dogs. I like my dog.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You don't
keep your dog.
You don't like Marbles?
They're fine.
Kermit?
Am I bad?
Oh, man. That's why people get into the vlogs. Like, somebody...
What's
you see
up with Kermit?
Yeah. Do you see somebody sent me the picture the other day or posted on my wall from our vlog that said... Look, my dog looks like Butterfly's brother.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. You got to tag me in stuff. You never tag me in stuff. Is there a reason?
No, I just don't ever think about that you don't see stuff.
I don't. I really don't.
That's because you're very busy in your cubicle world. See how we tie... Did you just bang your head on the microphone?
I did. That is going to be the new universal sign for stop.
What? When you... That's very annoying to people that
listen.
I
know. So don't be annoying yourself.
Okay.
All right.
Well, here's another story for you. You ready?
I am ready, my dear.
Well, you said you had stories. You wanted,
no,
oh, look
go
at
ahead.
Look at the cat trying to get in
you
your lap.
You never do show prep, so the fact that you did it, I'm sitting here fancy free.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. For many Americans, McDonald's is synopsis with fattening, unhealthy foods.
Thank God.
However, Chef Jessica Faust wants to challenge all that. Faust is a corporate chef and registered dietitian at McDonald's. Did you know they had that?
I think, yeah, I did.
A graduate of the Culinary Institute of America, Johnson & Wales University, she is part of a team that crafts the menu that the fast food chain millions of customers consume. A lot of people have assumptions that McDonald's food, of what McDonald's food is, she told Business Insider. The industry in general is challenged because there's a stigma in general about what quick service restaurant. I like the word quick service restaurant.
Quick service, not fast food.
Quick service restaurant, not fast food. Yeah, that's very unfortunate. Personally, I don't think that helps people eat well. So McDonald's has come under fire in the past for everything from the use of preservatives to calorie-laden supersized meals. However, in recent years, the fast food chain has tried to turn over a new leaf. And here is how the chef at McDonald's believes pushing nutrition at the bigger fast food chain in the world. Listening to the consumer's definition of health. Often the fast food chain attempts to be healthy don't line up with what the customers actually want when it comes to nutrition. Take the wraps, for example. Now, did you ever eat the wraps?
Yes.
Did you like the wraps? Did you find them to be healthier?
I liked the small wraps. I didn't like the big wraps.
Ah. Well, people didn't really go for it because they didn't feel the iceberg lettuce was a nutritious green.
People do not overthink their McDonald's food like they are talking they do in that article. I'm just saying, when you go to McDonald's, you know what you're going there for. You're not going there to get a protein shake and feel healthy.
You're going there because you need some type of
double cheeseburger with ketchup only.
Some type of food product to keep you alive.
I'm sorry. Carry on with your story.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
That's what that is. Because I told you that time I bought a McDonald's cheeseburger and didn't eat it. Because I bought it.
I know. I don't want to hear the story.
What? Why don't you want to hear it?
Because I still like them, even though you've told me that story.
I know. I've eaten it since then. I'm not saying I don't, because I have eaten it since then. But just that one day, it hit me that I was like, this is just a processed chunk of food right here. This whole little bread, meat, pressed thing is just a processed, and I really want food. And that was the day that I didn't do that. So anyway, one of the other things they're doing is going back to the basics on their menu. They have switched from margarine to butter in making McMuffins, and it's quickly doubled sales. The swap represents McDonald's recent guideline focusing, making changes that fit the consumer's desire for real and genuine foods. Going back to what I just said, sometimes you want to feel like you're eating real food.
I don't think McDonald's has to make changes.
No?
No, like, you've been in the airport. It's the first thing to open. And by the time they open,
there's
like 25 people in line. Maybe, have you been to the airport that early?
Yeah, I have. And I've actually skipped eating there.
I was number four.
Were you just waiting?
I got there 20 minutes early. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to get my egg white McMuffin. And then, like, I was on a conference call with someone today, and they're like, "Don't mind me. I'm going to get my lunch." There were only three of us, so It wasn't rude or anything. And I was like, "Where are you going?" And he's like, "McDonald's." I was like, "What? Your Facebook has been all health food all the time." He's like, "I don't have time for that." So then, like, 20 minutes later, we're progressing in the conference call, and I was like, "Hey, how's your McDonald's?" He's like, "That line was way too long. I went to Burger King."
Burger King's better anyway.
So, like, McDonald's, why are they putting so much emphasis on changing?
Because I think people really have gotten in their mind that I'm trying to eat better. I'm just trying to, you know.
But we all have those slip days.
Yeah.
Or you have to have somewhere to slip to.
Fast. Another thing that McDonald's is doing to help sales is going local. Like, they're in California, the Gilroy area is really known for garlic. That's like the garlic area. So they're doing garlic fries in that part. And
we talked to some people that went to the Northeast where they're known for lobster, and they have lobster rolls.
Yeah, McDonald's had lobster rolls. So, yeah, they're trying out things just for, you know, whatever it takes to get people back to the restaurant.
Do they have pot-infused cookies here yet? Because this is Colorado.
No, but they have pot-infused water. Did you hear about that, too? Obviously.
I briefly did. How did this happen?
I don't know. I haven't been
you
able
have
to
the
find
article,
out. I know, but I have the article, but I have not been able to find out how it happened. The article is a warning.
Like, don't drink the water.
Wait, don't drink the water. Don't drink it. Where is it? Oh, here it is.
It's in Hugo, Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Did you find the article already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It looks like one of the water supply sources showed signs of tampering.
Oh.
And they found evidence of forced entry into the raw water system.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff's department warned residents not to drink the water or cook with it, because there is signs of THC in the water.
Yeah. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office tweeted, Hugo's Water from Colorado Public Health. It is safe to shower, bathe, and wash in clothing. We ask that you do not ingest the water.
Don't ingest the water.
Now, but pot's supposed to be totally cool and okay, isn't it?
Not if you're under the age of 21.
Well, think of all the other stuff that goes into the water. All the stuff that medical, when you dump old medicine, it goes down the toilet and into the water supply.
You're not supposed to do that.
I know, you're not supposed to. But
why
is
our toilet going into the water supply, babe?
I don't know. I'm just saying, this is the things that I saw people post under that article.
Well, that's ignorance.
I know.
They're why are you repeating?
Because I'm just trying to say, give our listeners what the other people are saying. Because I'm sure people out there are going, so what? What's wrong with pot? Think of all the other medicines that's gone into the water. Look at the fluoride they dump into our water.
Rain agrees.
Yeah. I asked our dentist, Dr. Stang, once about fluoride, whether he thought it was a good or bad idea. And he said, great idea, because it has saved so many people's teeth.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why people are so like, fluoride, it's horrible.
Chemicals.
Just, I guess anything that's chemical.
Were you in – when you – well, yeah, you went to school. But when you were in school –
yeah, I did go to school.
Did they have fluoride days?
No.
Like, there was like once or twice a year – the fluoride day
the
would
fluoride
happen.
Fairy would show up at
they
your
would
school.
Bring in fluoride that they would give each of us to wash around in our mouth and spit out, and it was twice a year, and I don't quite still understand.
Did they ever show up with those chewable things you chewed and it showed where you weren't brushing your teeth well?
Oh yes,
y'all had those.
Mm-hmm.
It was like these red tablets.
But brushing after those is very disturbing. Like your toothbrush is ruined pretty much.
Yeah. But what'd you think of those days when you chewed the tablet and you went,
well, the thing is if you chewed the tablet after you brushed, it wouldn't be as bad. But by the time you chew the tablet, you've had breakfast, you've had lunch. There's been no brushing in between any of this.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, dear God, I'm a hillbilly.
So was your nurse involved with this, or was this the fluoride fairy would show up with these chewable tablets?
It was the nurse.
Was the nurse involved in the fluoride day too? So that was the nurse too.
We all got a pump bottle, and it was pink. Like the fluid was pink, but it never tasted good.
That made you very happy.
Maybe. But it never tasted good. So you definitely wanted to be like...
Well, that's probably the point. You wanted to swish. Too many ignorant people might go, that was delicious.
Yeah. But I always wondered, twice a year?
Well, maybe they figure at that time that's better than nothing or something. Or maybe
I wonder if they even
maybe
still
it was
do
the
that.
Intenseness of the fluoride.
I bet people are allergic to that.
You think so?
I bet they don't do it anymore.
Probably not.
I need a comment from someone listening. Do people still do the fluoride days?
Please comment down below. Write us. Let us know.
At Wrinkled Sheets, the number one at Twitter.
Yeah. Does anybody still do fluoride days? Do they do the chewable pills?
I bet someone's allergic to that.
Tartar.
I bet it's made with peanuts.
Probably.
Probably.
Why are there so many people with peanut allergies?
I have no idea. You need to pray to God and see if he'll answer your email or something, because it doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't understand it.
No.
Nobody had it before. When I was a kid, nobody. Maybe.
Nobody?
Nobody. I mean, nobody. Not one of my friends.
Like, this is deadly.
No school day.
Deadly.
Deadly.
You can't bring peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to some schools.
Well, I've been on flights when they go, we're not handing out peanuts. We've been alerted to a peanut allergy on the plane.
Oh, my gosh. That's when you walk through the plane and go, do you have peanut allergy?
Which one of you bitches has a peanut allergy?
Totally
get off my plane.
Made them not give me my free food. I paid $300 for this flight. I was expecting a free thing of peanuts.
Peanuts. This is wrong.
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 Socially unacceptable. Mm-hmm. What else we got?
I don't know. Which one of your stories? We'll go back to mine in a minute.
Oh, my gosh. There is this lady. Okay. Have you've been in an office environment. I know it's been a while, and it was for a short period of time.
But your cubicle life has been hell lately.
No. So have you ever gone to make your coffee? It's beautiful. You add your sweetener, and you, like, go to get creamer, but maybe the public creamer is not the kind you like, or it's out.
Oh, you mean like the one that's sitting right next to the sugar and the creamer kind of thing?
So then you open the refrigerator and someone else has brought some delightful creamer that is
international
has their name on it.
Right.
And you're like, who's going to notice?
Becky will never notice
if I use
her.
We're all guilty of doing this. Yes, of sneaking someone else's coffee mate. One woman who was fed up with her coworker using her coffee creamer without asking, she took very gross revenge. Are you ready?
Gross revenge.
Very gross revenge.
Okay.
She filled the container with her own breast milk and waited until someone drank it.
International creamer, take notice.
After the new container was presumptuously empty, she left the following post-it on the bottle, which has since gone viral. So it said, good morning to whomever has been enjoying my coffee creamer all week. Surprise! You've been drinking my breast milk. Hope you've enjoyed. Cheers. P.S. It's organic, so no worries.
Oh.
Yeah. It was the best creamer ever.
Oh, you're reading the comments under the article, aren't you?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
What's it say?
It sounds like the woman was fired.
Really?
Yeah. It says, and she's fired, pointed out another. Not to worry, it was delicious. Please bring it in the next week, said a third.
What would your HR department do, you think, if something like that?
Oh, yeah. That's putting, like, biological fluid of one person into another person.
Is that bad?
Yes, because there's no company policy that says don't drink someone else's creamer. Why you got to go there? But, like, there's no company policy that says if you
drink... You cannot put titty milk in your coffee.
No. Let me finish my sentence.
Okay,
this is twice I'm trying. But there's no company policy that says you can't drink Bobby Sue's creamer.
Oh, okay.
But I'm pretty sure there's, like, a law somewhere that says you can't make someone drink your biological fluid.
You can't drink Bobby Sue's real creamer.
Right. Unless it's consensual.
Uh-huh. What if you had a woman at work that you just was, hey, can I get a shot off that thing? You could just, like, you know, wouldn't that be cool? If you just had, like, if somebody was just lactating at work and you just would go by and, I need a shot for my coffee. Huh?
That's disgusting, sir.
Is it?
Oh, my gosh. I am all with Ross from Friends. You are not going to ever get me to drink some breast milk.
Did Ross from Friends have trouble with breast milk?
Oh, my gosh. Do you not watch the show every night?
Every night. Every freaking night. We watched it so much. I go, I think this was just on. Not this week. Okay, maybe not this week, as you said last night, but it was just on.
No, there was an episode because his lesbian ex-wife, who had their son.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was lactating, and they were babysitting, him and the friends.
Uh-huh.
And someone warmed up the milk, put it on their wrist, and licked it. And he was like, oh, my God, what did you have? Why? That's her breast milk. And I think it was Joey or Phoebe. And
same thing.
One of them was like, oh, yeah, yeah, it's fine. Here, Ross, drink it. No. No, and it like went on and on. Like they were trying and trying, and he looked like he might do it.
Uh-huh.
Like he put it on his arm, and then he wiped it off.
Would you do it?
Nope.
At all? Even
Never.
If you knew it was somebody you knew, and you just
I'm getting a little nauseous thinking about
you
it.
You would?
Yes.
Is it thick or is it watery?
I don't know. I've never been pregnant.
You've had pregnant friends.
But I didn't say here. Shoot me a shot of that milk. Really?
Pump me a titty in this thing, would you?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Wow. You girls don't do stuff like that?
No.
When y'all sit around and talk?
Waters was just on the podcast, and she is pregnant. I should have asked her for a shot of her breast milk.
Was she already doing it?
I have no idea. Wouldn't it have to, like, start beforehand, or does it start after?
Well, I think it's like...
You pop the baby out?
Pop the baby, and it pops the cap off of it or something. I have no idea.
You have a son. You should know.
I know.
If you don't know, you were not a good husband.
I guess I was not a good husband. Or it's been so long ago that I don't remember, you know, because you have those books. What to expect when you're expecting?
I bet your son's mom remembers.
I bet so, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if anybody's listening, please, again, let us know. When does the breast milk kick in? Is it just, does it start before the baby?
Or I don't really care.
You don't?
You don't have to tell us.
Oh, you do have to tell us. I want to know.
I could hey Siri it up, but yeah, she's busy.
Okay. What's your other story, since you're tired of talking about breast milk and nipple juice?
That's so gross. I think I need some antacid. You know, if I wanted some antacid from a local 7-Eleven.
What?
They are starting a new service.
What is that, Janet? So,
what? So 7-Eleven delivers by drone.
What?
But only in Reno.
Oh.
But that includes Slurpees. So imagine I wanted some Gas-X with some Slurpee action.
What if you just needed a laxative?
There you go.
Would they deliver right to your bathroom door?
What was that?
Would the drone pull up?
No.
You'd be like, just set it outside the door.
I feel like it would just drop and then an email would automatically send.
Uh-huh.
Your delivery has been delivered. So, well, but wasn't...
What? That article that you had, the very first delivery that was tested in Reno, July 10th of this month, and they're saying that they're going to just deliver they think it will be for people that have like emergencies, like you're pointing out,
like you on can't Thanksgiving get a, I needed an ingredient, you went to our 7-Eleven, they had it,
right? And you could just dial up 7-Eleven and they could drone it over. But do you think ever 7-Eleven will do that?
Probably not.
And why is it everybody's talking about these drones, too? Like, Amazon wants to do drones.
They do it. Amazon does drones.
Are they already doing
it?
Yes. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just thought, I read about the test program, but I didn't know they're already.
Yeah, I've heard that they're doing it, yeah.
Well, why haven't you done it? Why didn't you order your Pokemon things for your phone or whatever that was you were just talking about?
That wasn't on Amazon.
Hot Pokey. What was it?
I don't remember. It was so 5 minutes ago. You,
girl.
When we were preparing for this podcast, you're like, here, why don't we talk about Roseanne and the whole Big Bang Theory thing you had? And I was like,
you're like,
know,
I don't remember what we talked.
That was 2 days ago.
I don't even remember what I said to you about that.
Who are you?
And why are you in my house?
I'm really concerned about my Alzheimer's chances.
I know.
So I've got memory issues. Like,
maybe yours is Alzheimer's.
No, I
swear. It's just alcohol-induced memory loss.
No, I had one glass of wine that night. So I just went back to Missouri a few weeks ago. I think since
you remember. Oh, sure, you remember that.
No, I remember going back. But I was with my brother, and he was like talking about things that we did and we said over the last 10 years. And I was like, I don't remember that, Carl. I'm sorry. I just don't have a good memory. And it happens to me all the time. Like, I'll hang out with friends that I've been friends with for over a decade, and they'll be like, oh, remember that one time? And I'll be like, no, I don't.
Why do you think this is? Why do you think you're having the memory problems?
I don't know. Because there's a lot that goes on in my head, maybe. And it takes memorable items. Like, I've been to so many Miranda Lambert concerts that only, like, I couldn't tell you how many I've been to. And it probably could fit on one hand.
Uh-huh.
I think.
Right.
But, like, I remember pictures from, like, when I met her on St. Patrick's Day. I was wearing green. And she was, too. I know, right?
Why do you remember such obscure things?
And the last Miranda concert was it was 2 days before they announced their divorce. So I'll always remember that one.
We need to get you something like a brain game to help your...
I know, they have that app and I downloaded it, but then I just didn't do it. It was hard.
Because a lot of times I'll say to you, hey, do you remember that movie? No.
Nope.
Do you remember the guy that was in that thing?
Nope.
Nope.
I just don't. But is that bad?
Yes, it is. Oh. It really is.
Is it because I don't care?
I think so. Oh. But I don't. But
I care about you.
But you don't care about things other than like the other day I pointed, I was teasing you, but you like you have five performers on your iPod, and that's it. It's like you get caught in this circle of the same of sameness, and you don't like to get out of it. It's No, you know it's true. You get caught in the same. It's like, I like this thing. I like that. I like Miranda. I like this. Do you see?
Yeah. And I think experiences go like.
And if I take you to something new, you're like, I didn't. You know, because you have to be like totally open for it, or it's like try to remember it, or try to. You have to have enough that you want to tie something together to it. You know.
Right. Yeah, I could see that. I don't know.
We got to work on your brain memory thing.
Yeah.
What is it? What's the name of this app? Do you remember?
It was,
no, I don't remember the name of the brain app.
It started with an L.
Luminosity?
Yes. Good job. Siri reminds me of things a lot. I'll be like, hey, Siri.
Eat.
No, I can always remember to eat, damn it.
You should eat now. Thank you, Siri.
I can eat and sleep with no worry. I don't have Alzheimer's in my family. Isn't that a genetic thing?
Yeah, maybe it's like an ADD thing, though, of they say you only like things that you relate to. You know, it's like
I am like kind of like people self-centered.
Well, at least you said it out loud.
So are you. That's why we get along so well.
Well, what was I going to say, though?
ADD.
Yeah, because I've read how people like that say that there isn't ADD, you know, because like a recent study just came out about that and said it's not really as real as people are saying. But people say that when they're more interested in something, they focus on that, and the other they don't pay attention to. And so they're calling that ADD because it's like, well, this is what I'm interested in. This is what I'm going to focus on. Instead of being forced, a lot of people when we were younger, we were forced to like learn more and broaden your scope and read the encyclopedia. And now people are kind of like, well, you know, I did my homework and now I'm playing Pokemon Go. Instead of just experiencing more. You know, like driving on vacation. I was thinking this the other day when I was driving to Wichita.
That wasn't vacation, that was work.
Not work, it was work. But it was going to tie into when vacationing when I was a kid. We had to play games, like spot a car, you hit your brother. We called it slug bug. You saw a Volkswagen, you hit your brother. Those were the games that we had. And we would play like science games. Like mom would say, what kind of tree is that? You go, oak tree, elm. You know, we would like a science. We'd instead of these kids that just sit there, they're looking at TV sets.
That's a Christmas tree and a non-Christmas tree.
You can't look at a leaf or a bark and see. That's something that I think
an acorn tree because acorns fall.
And what typically do acorn trees? They're oaks. A lot of oak trees have acorns.
Oh, okay, I was like, they feed chipmunks. I don't know. See, because my grandmother had all this information. And wouldn't it be nice that, you know, when someone passes on, like, in their 90s, that's good age, that you could, like, remove their chip and, like, put it in your head? And then all of a sudden you know all the trees and plants?
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Or if
I listened better when I was a kid, because I didn't care.
See?
I'm going to hell.
Yeah. Yeah. But and
thanks,
I think that's part
boyfriend.
Of
it. Boyfriend just confirmed I'm going.
You're going to hell.
Awesome.
I'll do my best. I'll hold onto your foot as the devil pulls on you. But.
Thanks, babe.
Okay. As one hand stretches to heaven and one foot is in hell, I will hold onto your waist and try to keep you on earth.
Hopefully, God's a Miranda Lambert fan.
In your world, God is Miranda Lambert.
No, that would
with
be disturbing.
Beard. Your God looks like Miranda Lambert with a beard.
That is disturbing.
It is disturbing.
Sorry.
Yeah. I had a discussion years ago with somebody about what God, why the people think God is a man. Why couldn't it be a woman?
Because some artist somewhere decided to make us think it was a man.
Yeah.
Wait, doesn't the Bible say he?
I think it does.
So we should find the old transcripts from back when, like, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John wrote stuff and get it, like, transcribed to see if there is a he or she reference.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were the original Backstreet Boys, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. They were.
they were the disciples.
That was the first name they used.
Oh.
When they were
and they
when
wrote
they first
the Gospels.
Got together. Yeah.
look at me. I have some knowledge of the Bible left.
Uh-huh. And they had a great hit called Do the Scroll.
Do the Scroll.
That was their first
anyway,
hit.
Anyway, but I would like, I wonder if gender is mentioned in the original writings. Haven't they found some of them?
I'm sure they have. I can't right off the bat. I didn't pay attention, I guess. I don't know. But I don't think God could be a woman because the sky would be pink instead of blue.
It is some mornings.
Huh? Well, that's just when God's had too much soy milk and he's feeling kind of feminine.
The reason the sky is blue is because of science. Because, like, there's
you're taking this shit way too serious.
I'm like, sorry. You gotta
but
let
maybe
me know.
God was a woman, and that's why there's so many species of things. She couldn't make up her mind.
I don't think God has a pee-pee or a pookie.
A pee-pee or a pookie.
I think God is love. 1 John 4:8.
And it's Miranda with a beard.
No, it's not. Oh, this is... Lord.
Do you have another article that you want to...
I'm pretty sure
I've got
I
one,
do.
Too, if you don't. Let me go through mine real quick. Just keep talking while this is scrolling and listening.
Did you hear that Sally Fields had to retire because
what?
She's old?
No.
Swear to God. Cosmopolitan Magazine.
Cosmopolitan.
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 Sally Field asked to retire from acting due to her old age. That's what the...
She said, could you please leave me alone and quit trying to give me jobs? I would like to... Oh, Sally Field.
Who do you think I was talking about?
I thought you were talking about that chick Sally from All in the Family. Sally, whatever.
All right. So at 69 years old, many people have criticized her, Sally Field,
okay,
as being too old to be on TV. So, yeah.
That's not true, because she was just great in that movie we just saw her in. Remember that one?
Damn.
I'm going to test you. We just
no,
saw
I don't.
You don't remember the movie?
No.
Remember when she was the office worker who had the crush on the young boy? And then got into the hipster scene, and they thought she was
no,
so...
No, I didn't go see that with you. I was supposed to, but I got stuck at work. Bam! I didn't go.
Okay, never mind.
Because I wanted to see it.
It was very good.
Yeah.
She was really good in that. So anyway, what was she saying? She's too old?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
What's the article say?
Oh, you want me to read the article to you?
Yeah. People are listening.
People are listening. After poking around the story and keeping our ears open, we can reveal the exclusive scoop detailing what she's staying silent about, or trying to. It recently was a celeb secret until Amy Davis, a 54-year-old mother of three from Los Angeles, was featured on the Dr. Oz show. Amy's testimonial revolutionized the industry, a perfect example of how little smart thinking and ingenuity can help you avoid unnecessary health risks and say, I don't know where this
article
is going.
What the hell are you talking about? I was letting you ramble for a second.
I don't think that's a real article.
That's one of those where they've tried to make somebody, like, you should try this product, and it kept her on TV. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, do you see what I put up with?
I just stepped into an infomercial.
You walked right, you Malibu'd it right into...
I've only had one beverage. Oh, I need a pop
Sally
sticker.
Sally Fields, you're too old.
And something about Burt Reynolds? I don't even know.
Oh, my God. Anyway, let me see if I have one of the articles that... I think we talked about most of the ones that I... that I sent you. Yeah, see, that's the McDonald's and the toilet.
I found a $2,000 donut.
That's called a toilet seat.
No.
It's made out of gold. What?
So, when foie gras fails and Don Perignon leaves you desperate for more, there's a donut. Created by Dum Dum Donutries in London, the luxury Zebra Crow is a croissant donut hybrid with a twist.
Huh, yeah.
It's made with a saffron-infused butter croissant dough.
Okay.
Cristal rosé champagne caviar.
Right on.
Gold leaf. Tahitian gold vanilla beans.
Is this all, when it said gold leaf, does that mean like real gold leaf?
Yes.
Okay.
Someone's
at the door ringing the doorbell. I'm going to hit pause. We'll be right back.
They ring. I bet it.
And we're back.
You know what's so sad about what just happened? Our doorbell rang and we both got super excited. Like Santa Claus His freaking self was here.
Who's coming? They knocked and rang the bell. It must be a delivery. It's got to be something good.
No, it was just a solicitor.
Somebody with a clipboard. And I just looked around the edge of the window.
She had long blonde hair.
And you wouldn't let me talk to her.
Well, I'm smart. So, talking about this $2,000 donut.
Uh-huh.
So, it has Tahitian gold vanilla beans and rare chocolate.
Okay.
It costs 1,500 pounds, which is roughly $1,974.55.
American.
It's a down payment on a Ford Focus. No, it's in London.
I know, but the amount you said. That's what I was saying.
Oh.
Because you were doing pounds to American dollar.
Oh.
Trying to help you out here, but.
Yeah.
Did you get all out of focus when the doorbell rang? Is that
no, what it... I just talked about a $2,000 donut. You know what would swallow, what would follow up a $2,000 donut?
What?
Beer.
What kind of beer? Like really expensive
beer? That's
beer?
Raining from heaven. So this week in Denver, an overturned semi-truck on an overpass in Denver spilled hundreds of beer cans.
Wait. Transition. Pay attention to the transition.
So it spilled hundreds of beer cans onto the road. And yeah, it happened about 6 p.m. So like that's rush hour on I-25, which is our main highway.
I saw the video.
Yeah, crazy.
The truck fell over on its side but kept going, and it ripped open on the edge of the mm-hmm. barrier.
But it was MGD.
What?
Miller Genuine Draft.
Is that
no
bad?
One drinks that anymore.
That's why they just
old people.
That's why they just left it on the highway.
And they didn't get so this happened at 6 p.m. They didn't get the road opened again until 2 a.m. But can you imagine driving and like
beer
Malibu
can.
Starts falling from the sky.
Now it's a Malibu truck that's crashed.
Because I don't like beer. Yeah, it was a beer truck. But there's a lot of beer fans. But I'm a Malibu fan. So I'm... See, that's why my memory sucks. I create things that...
Squirrel! That door knock got you completely
no,
off.
I think it got you all jacked mm-hmm. up. Freaking blonde.
Well, let me ask you about the convention this week.
No, I'm good.
No.
You want to talk about Starbucks?
No, I want to talk about the convention real quick. Because did you watch or pay any attention to the RNC convention at all?
The initials are T and P. Right? Trump and
Pence.
Yeah. We got TP running.
Oh, so you're going to go with the TP for my bunghole joke?
No, I wasn't going dirty. No, I'm not. I'm not supporting the other side. I just
but you
all
you,
of this
you,
unnecessary.
You paid
stuff.
Enough attention to know what that was, though.
Yeah,
yeah. All
and
right.
Mr. Grandpa from Monsters or Munsters.
Uh huh.
He's not someone we like, right?
Talking about Cruz.
Yes. Have you seen the evolution? Like they have a GIF that like evolves him into the Grandpa from Munsters.
He does look a lot like that.
But there's a GIF out there, or a GIF. Or GIF. I don't know how people...
I think they're actually saying GIF. I think the guy that created it actually said
GIF?
The other day, it's a GIF.
But in English terms, it would be GIF. Because
in English terms?
I don't know. Anyway, what do you want to talk about when it comes to the Republican National Convention?
No, I was just going to...
The choice of music I heard was interesting.
What did they do?
I don't know. Scrolling through Facebook, there was an article. And
the article was about how whoever music they use were like, don't use my music. And they seem to forget, though, when a venue pays its dues, like ASCAP
royalties.
Or BMI, the royalties have already been paid and the venue is playing the music. Oh. So it's basically just somebody trying to get publicity or cause trouble by going, don't play my music. Well, then, how about we don't pay you for it then?
Right.
But what I was going to say about the following the thing this is so many people have been posting, you know, on Facebook, all the political.
Unfollow.
That's what I was going to ask you. Have you been unfollowing people or do you unfriend
crazies.
People? Because I've seen
unfriend.
So many people say, I unfriended 50 people today and I'm so happy.
No, I was very happy when I discovered the unfollow button four times like this.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, before the political crazy... It was the people that were hating on my music love. So I just unfollowed them. And I was like, well, this is convenient. Every once in a while, I could pop into their page, see how they're doing.
So you know who you unfollowed? Because I would think that would be the weird part
close
about...
Close friends. There are close friends I have unfollowed.
And you know that?
Yes. But that'd be the close friends. You have 5,000 friends. I have like 1,300.
Okay.
So I know who I unfollow. But with the unfollow capability, I will probably never unfriend someone unless they like post something like racially... bad.
Because I thought about that unfollow, because I know you do that, but I was thinking, if I'm not going to follow somebody, why would I want to keep them as a friend, especially...
Because I still care about them.
Well, I know, but if you're at your limit, and if you're not really participating much on my page, and you're not like, you know, do you see what like a lot...
I don't have much participation on my page, but you do. You post a lot.
Yeah, but a lot of times do you ever do this when you see the birthdays? Like you get the alert of like whose birthday it is, and I'll look and go, well, I know that one. I know this one. I have no idea who that is. Bye. Like,
No, not on their birthday. That's rude. But
I guess it sort of is rude.
Yeah. There are times I have.
Sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm like, oh, this person hasn't written on my wall. Ever. I never see anything from this person.
I have Facebook friends that I've never really talked to, especially since I started dating you 6 years ago. And they don't comment or anything. And so I might skip wishing them a happy birthday, but I would never unfriend them on their birthday. Damn.
Well, the only reason I'm even saying that is because I don't ever see them in my feed. So when it pops up saying
but
these
with
names.
Facebook's algorithms now.
I know. It's so weird. I know.
Like, I try to, like, because you can, it acts like you can go in and see most recent, but I don't think that works.
No?
Mm-mm.
How do you do that? I haven't even paid any attention. Because like I never, I don't look at it on anything but my phone.
See, and they used to have it on the phone, but I don't know if they still do. But, like, every once in a while, I am an administrator on my work's Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
So I have to go into Facebook and look at things, and I might glance at my own personal page. And you can go to newsfeed, and it has a drop down that lets you look at most recent or most popular. But I swear it used to be on the app, but I don't see that it is now. Huh.
That's what Facebook has gotten so weird with their stuff and their algorithms and who you get to see. And same thing with Twitter. You know, the Twitter fight is going on right now, too, with Twitter.
Kim Kardashian and Taylor Swift.
Is that bad? No, I was talking about the Milo Yiannopoulos thing, the Nero, the guy that I know you're making. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Where am I? Who am I?
Again, something she hasn't paid any attention to on my page.
You know we're hiring at MozTech. Jobs at MozTech.com. That's all I know.
Where the hell did that come from?
I've had three people today. I had to give them our jobs at MozTech.com website.
Oh.
Okay.
So anyway, Twitter is blocking people and suspending people's account because of conservative views. And they've been this whole thing about like we're a free speech.
But what about the freedom of speech?
I know, but they're saying, hey, we're not a public company. We're a privately owned company.
So have you deleted your Twitter?
Not yet. I haven't, but.
You're close.
I didn't work that hard to get 100,000 people just to delete it because I'm mad.
No, I did the pay for follow. What?
Yeah. But the guy, Nero, Milo Yiannopoulos, he's the guy that I told
that
you.
That is a name.
He's Greek.
Nero. Milo Yiannopoulos.
Milo Yiannopoulos is his real name. Nero is what is his as Twitter handle. Pay attention. Pay attention, Malibu. And
you're going to make people think I'm a smash drunkard.
No. I'm just saying that this is happening with him because of a fight he got into because he reviewed Ghostbusters didn't like it. You know
that lady.
Oh no. It's all coming back to you.
I saw like maybe 20 seconds of the story before I went to sleep one night. Remember we were watching and was that before I went to sleep?
I don't know. Might have been. I can't remember. Squirrel. And anyway, he got in a fight with that
person
from Ghostbusters because he reviewed the movie and said it wasn't any good. And then she started getting attacked by other people on Twitter, and Twitter, the guy that runs Twitter, said Milo is the person that caused all this, but he didn't, And that's what's going on now, is everybody's talking about, should he be suing everybody that's reporting him misreporting the story? Like, Milo has caused these racist, sexist rants on, but he didn't do it. So anytime there's a headline like that, he's thinking about suing the people that are, like, not sticking to the facts.
Well, that would just kind of go against the whole Second Amendment thing.
What's that?
Like,
Second Amendment's guns.
Second Amendment, the right to
free speech. First Amendment.
First Amendment, sorry. Oh my God, I have to go back to school now. Okay, so both amendments get talked about a lot in this house.
A lot. And on the news around this house.
All right, sorry. So, like, they're just interpreting the story, right?
That, but that's what the point is, that his that the news media does not report the facts the way they used to. They don't research their stories.
It's not a law that they have to.
Oh, it should be, because they're spreading mistruth.
Right. They are probably defamation of character and such.
Yeah.
But that would be a lot of work for him.
Oh, but it would be a lot of money for him. With every news outlet that says he did this and this is why, instead of just saying he got in an argument and the woman got mad at him, she was actually causing just as much trouble as he was. She was actually calling people all kind of names for not liking the movie. And
wow.
Yeah.
So derogatory names?
Yeah. Yeah. It just got ugly. It got very, I hate to use the word racist, but it did on both sides. But it wasn't because of Milo. It's just because he wrote the article that got everybody talking.
Right.
So.
Everyone's been bashing that movie.
Everybody.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Starbucks. You have a Starbucks cup right now
that nobody can
see.
Mm-hmm.
But. Did you hear about the Starbucks barista? We're done with the RNC, right?
We're done, yes. Okay. Transition.
So a Starbucks barista found the perfect way of teaching a rude customer their lesson.
How?
If you've ever worked with the general public in a customer service capacity, which I did for a lot of my, I think I still do. Yeah, my whole working career I have. So manners cost nothing, but being rude can cost you a lot of love on social media. So how many times have you stood in a coffee shop, queued, and inwardly groaning because of the person in front of you? Because they're being rude?
Mm-hmm.
You're not...
I'm listening.
But you're not responding.
Yes, I'm listening, though.
But how many times have you done that?
I've done it a lot.
Okay, there we go.
Because I will roll my eyes at the person in front of me, either because they are being rude or because they don't know how to order.
So I would... Okay, don't judge people that don't know how to order. Janet alert. I was at a Target recently checking out, and the two people in front of me were so rude to the cashier because what they thought were discounts they should receive weren't
ringing up or something.
Yeah, and they were both very rude. So, like, I walked up with my stuff, and I was like, guess what? And he was like, what? I was like, I'm not going to give you any problems today. I felt really bad for the guy.
Did he like, oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
He's like, you don't understand what a day it's been. I was like, I just saw two people give you crap. I'm not giving you crap. Just let me pay for my stuff and I'll leave.
Well, how did it end with the people giving crap? Did they just like
One of the ladies didn't get like the stuff she just put off to the side. She actually physically put it onto another the register next to us that was empty. The other lady just walked out without taking anything.
Like, never mind, I don't want any of this.
Yes. Huh. So rude. Anyway, so whether they're being rude or ordering an unnecessary complex coffee at Starbucks, at least you can roll your eyes or even mutter something under your breath. The poor barista can't. Or the cashier. They have to just smile and be like,
customer's always right.
They're stuck giving into diva demands. They just have to grin and politely bear it, or they could get fired. However, sometimes an opportunity presents itself to sneakily teach difficult customers a lesson without landing yourself in hot water. So Instagram is awash with artfully filtered photos of well-manicured hands holding a coffee, Starbucks logo proudly displayed. But if your coffee was given to you looking a little, you know,
sad,
Like maybe the
sad cup,
the drizzle,
yeah,
wasn't perfect, or the whipped cream was falling off the side. So posting on Reddit, there was a caption under a photo that said, "My pretty joy is putting Snickers on the siren logo when annoying customers order millions of fraps at once, so their Instagram posts are ruined." So this barista, instead of making a beautiful frappuccino, makes them ugly for those annoying customers.
How do you make a frappuccino ugly? Isn't it done in a blender?
Whipped cream. No, the whipped cream's off. You know, like the sprinkles aren't perfect.
Perfect on top.
Yeah. Oh. It's passive aggressiveness at its finest.
Or they don't do the flour. That's one thing I wish Starbucks would do. When you know, you go to like a smaller coffee shop and they make the little the flower leaves on the top of your coffee, or a heart, or a little kitty
you
face.
Love
and,
it.
And the,
yeah.
The dog just fell into the microphone.
She can't.
Wow.
She needs a haircut.
Are you drunk?
No, I think she needs a haircut.
I don't think you can see. Are you having trouble seeing? Are you blind at night? What the hell happened with that? That was just ridiculous. You just fell over.
Butterfly's okay.
Okay. Or is that just her telling us to wrap it up?
Wait, I got to talk about ice cream.
Okay, go ahead. Talk about ice cream.
Wait,
sorry.
Are we done with Starbucks?
No. Yeah, whenever you're done. We're done with Starbucks. Move on.
Anyway. Okay. If you're a fan of sweet, cold, taste of summer ice cream, chances are, recently, it's been too hot to handle ice cream.
Oh, much too hot.
It melts.
It would melt long before you got out of the store and into your house.
A food expert, which I want that job, has created a must-have for at least the summer.
Okay.
It's an ice cream that doesn't melt.
Sweet Jesus. How does that happen?
So Gastronaut ice cream out of London, which comes in a bar, can be enjoyed at room temperature whether you take it, meaning this week's record high in England would have no problem. And their record high is nothing compared to ours.
Oh, it's getting way up there now.
But not compared to, like, ours.
Okay.
We win. The organic snack is very different from its frozen counterpart, as it can be crumbled in your hands. But once you begin eating it, the product transforms into the exact same sweet and creamy ice cream you've known all of your life. I bet there's chemicals involved, though.
That can't be healthy. It can't be natural.
So the recipe takes real ice cream, which has been freeze-dried.
Ooh. Okay, like astronaut ice cream.
Yeah, to preserve and dehydrate it with nothing added to it except a pinch of salt. Freeze drying involves first freezing a food substance and then creating a powerful vacuum before adding heat, which draws out the frozen liquid from the food as a vapor. So there you go. And then you can like put the freeze dried bar on a
on a cone.
On a cone and make an ice cream cone. But no, like, Floor, our favorite British BFF that doesn't know us.
The vlogger.
She, when she was here in the States, she was like, oh my gosh, it's never this hot in England.
Well, to wrap up here, there is I saw an article earlier today about the heat in Britain being as hot as it was and the sun's been out. And there have been people that have been going out in their lunch hour, removing their clothes and sunbathing in their bras and panties. And it has caused quite a stir. And people are complaining, and some people wanted others arrested for public indecency. What is your take? What would be your take on that?
Well, one, it's not hot. It's not as hot as it's been here. Nobody in their right mind is going to go lay out in the heat that we've had here. And we're in Colorado. Two, no. Why would people do that?
And well, they're saying because it's a chance to get some sun.
Indecent exposure. Do they not have laws?
I think nudity is the law.
As long as you have nipples and pookie covered.
Well, they got bra on their panties.
Right. That's what I just said. Then
you made it sound like they have like just a Band-Aid on their nipples so they don't give out breast milk at work for the coffee.
If they're not nude, that they could put like pasties and like a little cone.
Let's actually stick to the facts.
Okay. Are you asking if I would go do that
in
my lunch hour?
No, I'm asking what your opinion of that is. Is that the same thing? Because people that are protesting are saying it's not the same thing as having your swimsuit on. Because some of the people that were asked, you know, that were doing it said, what's the difference between what I have on and a swimsuit? But they're saying that's a difference because that is a swimsuit. This is your underwear.
Right, because most underwear does not cover what the swimsuit does.
So what is your take on that? Do you think it's – is it the same thing as a swimsuit or should it be viewed as why are you out in public in your underwear?
So I think it should not be allowed.
Because?
It's indecent. And even though it may theoretically cover the same area that a swimsuit does, it doesn't. My mother used to always say, oh, it's fine. You can walk around in your underwear. It's just like wearing a bathing suit.
And but, you'd be like, no, it's not. It's my underwear.
Yes.
And I don't – and don't people have a different – I mean, it might look the same, but in perception is
– yes, is everything. Is reality.
So if you're like, this person's walking around in their underwear, it's not the same thing as, hey, look at that chick in her swimsuit. Isn't that the two right. different things?
Yeah. So I don't think it should be allowed.
Okay.
I think the – what do they call their policeman? The policeman?
Bobbies.
Okay.
They're still the police, but they call them bobbies.
What about the girls?
Bobettes. I have no idea. I have no...
The bobbies wow. and bobettes.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard one of the questions that I get on a regular basis of like, I have no idea.
I stump him every day.
She just asks questions.
He knows everything, but I stump him every single day.
Hey, do you think the sacker at the grocery store makes a good living? What?
Well, I know they don't. I've never asked that question. That was my first job.
I know, but I'm just throwing out a random question. Sometimes you're just like, what? Do you think the people that make the plastic leg glasses in Las Vegas, do you think they enjoy their job? What? What?
I'm always keeping you guessing. You just made me breathe really deep, and I choked on air.
And it choked big time, because this thing just spiked again. Just again, it spiked like crazy. So, all right, we better wrap this up, because we are like way over an hour. So
I'm sorry if I bored anyone.
No, not you didn't bore anybody.
Get some non-frozen squirrel. Ice cream. I have so many articles. Okay.
All right, tell them how to find us.
You can find us online. Just kidding. Go on Facebook and find Wrinkled Sheets Podcast. And you can also go to Twitter, Wrinkled Sheets the number one. Did I say something wrong?
No, I'm just listening.
Oh. And then we're on YouTube, Wrinkled uh-huh. Sheets.
Wrinkled Sheets vlog on YouTube. We got 6 new followers this week to
Congratulations.
Our
vlog.
Congratulations. Thank you. We try to do a daily vlog. I try to do a daily vlog. Janet says, oh, yeah.
You know what?
I should have vlogged that.
I've gotten better.
You have. You've gotten better. We've got a great British vlog up right now where we test
more British candy.
British candy. And say thanks to who?
Carrie Smalls.
October. Is it October Rains? October Rocks? I can't remember.
I think that's the next one we have to post.
Is that what that is? Okay. I'm confused. We got two different people that sent us things.
And I get blamed for not remembering
things. I'm sorry.
You
I'm an
just
idiot.
Totally personally offended people.
I'm totally offended people.
He's going to edit this out.
I'm not going to edit it. I never edit anything in this thing. So anyway, Carrie Smalls did one.
Small.
You're killing me, Small. And
no, that is Smalls. You're killing me, Smalls.
You're killing me, Janet. So check the British candy chips tea vlog out that's up right now.
On YouTube,
and we will do another one from October.
Rains.
Yeah, we'll do that one coming up. I'm sorry if I got anything confused. I haven't even had any Malibu.
Oh, he has not.
No. So until next time, subscribe and tell your friends to find us on iTunes
share
and Stitcher
us.
And all that stuff. You got to share us. It's the only way we can make this podcast grow.
And if there are things we spoke about that you don't like, let us know.
And if there's things we spoke about that you did like, let us know. All right? So until next time, and hopefully it won't be a month away.
Maybe if you'd stay home.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.